Pulling Back the Curtain on Facebook.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. As soon as this week, Facebook is expected to file papers with the Securities and Exchange Commission to sell stock to the public. A Facebook initial public offering could raise as much as $10 billion, putting the company's valuation at about the same level as McDonald's. But even if you're not planning on buying shares, the IPO will offer something, a peek behind Facebook's mysterious blue curtain. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Facebook knows a lot about us, what we like, who our friends are, what our babies and dogs look like. But we don't know very much about Facebook. The Yankee Group's Carl Howe says the company will have to open its books as part of the process of going public.
Are they really making as much money as people think? We've never seen official reported numbers. And we'll also see how its expenses match up against that revenue.
And it's not just profits. Facebook will have to reveal how much it pays executives, who its investors are, as well as legal and business risks the company faces. Brad McCarty is managing editor of The Next Web.
To be able to really peek inside what's going on at Facebook and where the money comes from, it's a really big deal.
Facebook is reportedly valued between $75 and $100 billion. The real value will depend on whether investors like what they see in Facebook's books. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Coming up, we'll talk gambling with the head of the world's largest casino company. But first, let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in overseas trading this morning, almost 1% higher in Frankfurt after European leaders agreed on a new treaty at a summit in Brussels. The treaty forces countries to balance their budgets and limit their deficits. It's being touted as a great long-term solution to the debt crisis, but in the short term, the focus is still on Greece, which is trying to finalize a debt reduction deal with private creditors by the end of the week. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow slipped 6 points to close at 12,653.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. By Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at InvestNI.com/invest. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
Take a look at the local newspapers this morning in Omaha, Kansas City, or Lansing, Michigan, and you'll find the same story. A casino is or might be coming to town. States across the country have turned to gambling as a way to boost tax revenues and employment in this difficult economy. We're going to talk about the world of gambling now with one of the industry's big players, Gary Loveman. He's the president and CEO of Caesars Entertainment, and he joins us now from Las Vegas. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Caesars operates on four continents, which means you've got a great view of the global economy right now. Who is doing best and who's doing worst?
Well, the casinos in the UK have had a hard time for quite some time, partly for regulatory reasons, but also because of a weak economy in the UK. And then casinos in Atlantic City have had 39 out of 40 months of revenue declines associated largely with new competition in that area, but also with a weak economy. We have a casino in Latin America that services Brazilian clientele. I would suggest it's probably doing the best of all of our facilities.
And what does that tell you? I mean, does a weak economy make people gamble less or gamble more? Do you do better in times that are tough or times that are great?
Well, we do better when times are great. A lot of our business comes from customers at the high end, and these are customers whose activity increases when their circumstances are better.
So where's the next big place? Where do you want to be?
Well, domestically, we're going to open a big new casino in Cleveland here in just a few months, probably in May. We have one in Cincinnati that's coming in 2013. We've bid on a casino license in Baltimore. Then internationally, there are markets we think will open in places like Japan, Taiwan, Vietnam, and Korea, and we intend to be active in all those markets.
I have to say, though, when you say Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Baltimore, those don't sound like places that are filled with high-end gamblers to me.
Well, they're filled with lots of gamblers that heretofore haven't had anywhere to go.
How do you see people gambling 10 years from now? Are we going to be doing it on our phones or what?
Certainly, people will be doing it on multiple platforms. You see people today involved in social gaming And then I think over time you'll see for money gaming, especially poker, taking place on mobile platforms, tablets, and computers.
Are you worried that something like Apple, for instance, could start, you know, the iCasino and really change the business and you'll get competitors that you never even thought about?
We have to be vigilant about that. The challenge for people entering this industry is it's a very heavily regulated and very highly licensed industry. It's quite an involved process. I don't suspect that many of these companies will choose to put themselves through that. Instead, they'll have companies that specialize in being gaming operators like us provide those services on their platform, whether that platform is Facebook or an Apple platform.
What do you say to the people who think that there's just a real problem with gambling? It does lead to social problems and that we shouldn't be expanding it in this way.
I think that's absent any evidence to support the argument. This is a business where the vast, vast majority of customers enjoy this form of entertainment safely, and a very small, and by that I mean 1% to 2% of the people who consume this service do so at some harm to themselves or their families. Now, that's not in any way to belittle the consequences of this problem for the individuals that are affected, but it's to suggest that it ought to be treated against that factual backdrop.
What's your game when you go to the casino?
I like sports betting and 21.
Gary Loveman is chairman, CEO, and president of Caesars Entertainment. He was speaking with us from Las Vegas. Gary Loveman, thanks so much.
Glad to be here, Jeremy.
And finally, to LAX Airport here in Los Angeles, where a tourist from the UK was detained for some messages he sent on Twitter. He tweeted that he was going to, quote, go and destroy America, end quote. You can see why that might raise some red flags with the TSA. Well, turns out when he said destroy, he meant he wanted to party. He was also asked about a tweet in which he said he wanted to dig Marilyn Monroe up. That, he said, was a reference to the TV show Family Guy. Long story short, he's now back home in the UK. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The American economy can't quite make up its mind. There's Nebraska doing pretty well.
I think we see just a general unwillingness to bite off more than you can chew.
And there's Nevada, not doing so well.
If you have a basically resourceless state and you're desperate, you're going to take more risk.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, Two States, and the story of Election 2012, the real economy. Marketplace's special coverage next time. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.